Five men from Kentucky and Indiana sued the Catholic Church in Milwaukee and Madison last year. They said the church should have warned Kentucky authorities 35 years ago that when former Wisconsin parochial school teacher Gary Kaczmarek was being transferred to the Louisville area, he had abused kids in Wisconsin. Kaczmarek later assaulted the five, who were under 15 at the time. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled the statute of limitations bars the lawsuit. Appellate Judge Ralph Fine wrote that the plaintiffs should have known as youths that they were being injured. The Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, is upset with Fine's language. SNAP member Mark Salmon, who Kaczmarek assaulted in Milwaukee in the 1960s, says he's not surprised by the ruling, but he says he hopes state lawmakers next year punch at least a one-year hole in the statute of limitations.
That is what the Archbishop here of Milwaukee, Dolan, and other archbishops and bishops around the country have been hiding behind. And what we need, obviously, because they're not going to do the morally correct thing, is a one-year window. There's been a change in Madison, and I think we have a more favorable Senate.
During the window, sexual abuse victims would be able to file civil suits against their abuser and the abuser's supervisors, including the bishops and archbishops. The Wisconsin Catholic Conference, which has lobbied against some past clergy abuse legislation, did not return a phone call. The Milwaukee Archdiocese says it would welcome a chance to show lawmakers what the church is doing for victims and to deal with abusers. But in the Kaczmarek case, the Archdiocese says it doesn't have authority over lay employees once they leave a parish or school. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.